Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be taking a deep dive into a Canadian listed gold producer in TRX Gold. We're going to be looking at their key milestones so far this year. They've also had a bit of news out this week that we're going to be looking at. And to do that, we're very kindly joined by their CEO, Stephen Maloney. Stephen, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
No, it's great to be here and thank you for having me on. I look forward to the interview.
So, Stephen, you actually presented at one of our virtual conferences a few months ago. So some listeners will be familiar with TRX. And indeed, if you do want to go back and have a look at that presentation, that's in the video section of the UK Investor Magazine website. So you can get some more detail there. But for Stephen, you know, for people that aren't maybe familiar with TRX Gold, would you be able to give us an overview of the company, please?
Yeah, sure. So we're TRX Gold. We're listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange as well as the New York Stock Exchange American under the symbol TRX. Our asset is in Tanzania. It currently has over 2 million ounces in the measured and indicated category at a great grade for an open pit mine of 1.88 grams a ton and another 600,000 in the inferred resource category. And we're currently mining. So we've been mining for about a year or so and processing for about a year. We started off with a phase one expansion last year, 360 tons per day. And we recently ramped up and commissioned a 1,000 ton per day facility. Thus, we've now become what I'll call more of a self-funding enterprise. We'll produce 20 to 25,000 ounces from that 1,000 ton per day plant. And then we'll be putting that back into the operations, particularly the drill bit, to continually expand the resource and bring in more resources, more areas of the property. And as if you looked at our news over last year, we have quite a bit of news that came out around the blue sky potential of the property.
Indeed. That's something that we're going to get into. So from my understanding, Stephen, TRX Gold, very low cost, high margin producer. From my understanding, looking here, about $665 for the cash cost per ounce. So I mean, we're going to go back and have a look at, you know, what's been happening so far this year, because it's been a very busy year. And even since you presented with us just a few months ago, there's been some news. So maybe, Stephen, just run through from the top, if you could, and pick out some of those key events that have happened for TRX in 2022.
Yeah, let me start with on the production side, and then I'll get into the exploration and blue sky side. So on the production side, we're lucky. The main zone comes to surface. It's 20 meters wide, roughly, and it's a very mineable asset. Thus, that's what you're seeing in the low cash cost. So what we've done there is we started off with a small plant, 360 tons per day. That was, you know, where we got our $665 cash cost. That was operating the whole year from November onwards in November 2021 to basically September, October 2022, at which time the expanded plant came online of 1,000 tons per day. And that's now commissioned and fully ramped up. And it's producing significant amounts of gold, and we're beating throughput records and things of that nature. So that's operating really, really good. We did that in Tanzania on time, on budget, without any supply chain issues. The 360 plus expanded to 1,000 tons per day cost us, as of a processing plant, around $6.5 million, which is well below what you'll see comparable plants in the market. On the exploration side, and this is where I get always really excited, we announced an extension in the northeast of our Buckreef main zone for another 300 meters. That means now the Buckreef main zone is 2 kilometers in strike length. We also announced the discovery of the Anfield shear zone, which is roughly 300 to 500 meters east of the Buckreef main zone. Currently have drill bits over there and waiting assays to come back. We're also evaluating that structure going up into an historical resource in the eastern porphyry. So, you know, I expect and hopeful that there'll be a significant strike length on that particular deposit and shear zone. And we've also evaluated Buckreef South and have drill bits there and awaiting assays for that. We've also done the infill program and waiting assays on that. And we announced yesterday the results of our metallurgical drill holes, the assays around that, which were extremely good. And it basically shows that there's a great deposit in the Buckreef main zone that along strike and at depth. And those rock samples will now go off for met testing.
Fantastic. Thank you. So let's now, Steve, talk about the blue sky opportunity at Buckreef. Because, of course, there's been significant progress so far this year. And as you said, it's the exploration side that really excites you. So would you have to talk to that a little bit, please?
Yeah. So, on the exploration potential, there's just a lot of gold in this area. It's all over our property. So it's a matter of what targets are going to be not so much probable, but can we develop the quickest? And that's what the team has been starting to evaluate. And that's why I mentioned all these different areas around the property. So you go around, you figure out which ones are going to be the most prospective. They're all very prospective, but which ones are going to be the quickest prospectivity is the way I would phrase it. So Anfield, we have drill bits over there. We'll get the we'll get some results of that in the market, I would say, in the first quarter of calendar next year. Buckreef South too, that shear zone continues to go south. We'll have some assays in the market in the first quarter as well of calendar 2023. Eastern Porphyry has predominantly RC holes on it. So the geologists are got the diamond drill bits going in over there in order to understand the geology much better. And then we have a splay off the Buckreef main zone of Buckreef West, which needs to come in. There's a lot of oxide resources potentially there. And then there's other areas around the property that we're starting to see, historic artisanal workings that we need to evaluate a lot more. So we currently have, 2.5 million ounces in the resource measured and indicated and inferred resources. There's the probability that there's going to be a lot more over time as we continue to do this. And remember, the Buckreef main zone has been drilled out on over 700 meters. This thing continues to go down quite deep. But the current focus is more on the first couple hundred meters around the property. So great exploration potential.
Yeah. So I mean, when you're looking at it, Stephen, are you looking at expanding it to sort of a wider and do that first before you go deeper on the exploration side?
Correct. Yeah. So if you're looking at mineability of resources, obviously stuff that is closest to the surface is more mineable than stuff that's underground. And so that's what we are assessing at this point in time is how much is more closer to surface than what is underground. That's the current focus, absolutely. And that's how you get cheap cash cost.
So, Steve, let's just talk about Tanzania for a moment, if we may. It's the third largest gold producer in Africa. I mean, what does the region look like that Buckreef is located in? Give listeners a bit of context as to who else is operating within that particular region that you are.
Yeah, so there's really three other larger gold producers in Tanzania. So in our region, we have AngloGold Ashanti, about a half hour away, that has their flagship complex in the Geita gold mine. That produces over 400,000 ounces a year. Also in the region, Barrick has its Bulyanhulu mine, and then a little further north, North Mara. Combined, that's also producing over 400,000 ounces a year. And then you have Shanta, who is on their way, more in the south of Tanzania, on their way to being 100,000 ounce producer. So this is a region that is extremely highly prospective. The metallurgy is straightforward. It's in a greenstone belt. And we continue to see, the prospectivity of the region to be immense. There's a lot of artisanal workings in and around this region. And there's just a lot of gold here.
Fantastic. So you've had a very busy 2022, Stephen. you obviously you mentioned, you know, a few things that you're doing at the moment, some assay results that are set to come out. But, you know, investors that are looking at TRX Gold and looking forward to next year and particular events that could be on the horizon, what would you point them to?
Yeah, so in 2023, as we released in our Q4 MD&A, we are evaluating another expansion to the processing plant. So I expect to, you know, have that on my desk pretty soon. I make a decision on that. I fully expect a positive decision for that expansion. So expect news on that coming up. And that would be a potential doubling of the existing processing capacity. Also, the drill bit keeps on turning. So continually expect exploration results to be coming in that are funded from the production profile at Buckreef. And then eventually we need to give the market a sense of how we're going to broadly, you know, develop this project. You would have seen that coming out in our press release as of yesterday. We are evaluating the harder rock or the sulfides to go through our existing plants. And if that comes out to be what we expect, SGS did some work on this last year, evaluating a similar type of flow sheet, and we released the results of that yesterday. Fully expect a continued ramp up over time and build up. I expect this to be in stages, not in we're going to get to 200,000 ounces overnight. If we do it in stages, we can predominantly fund it from operations as well as debt financing. That's the goal, but a lot of work to get there.
Yeah, fantastic. So, Steve, just to finish off, I mean, investors may be wondering, you know, what's next after Buckreef? Of course, you've got a hell of a lot of work to do there. It's going to keep you busy for the immediate future. But, you know, longer term for TRX, where do you see the business going?
Yeah, obviously, we'd like to continue to grow the business in a shareholder creative fashion. So there are numerous other properties in the region in Tanzania that we'll take a look at over time. And, you know, there may be the possibility on the M&A side over time as well, but it has to be complementary and accretive to the Buckreef asset. There's a lot of growth in this Buckreef asset, and we can't take our attention off that asset. So it has to be, anything that we do will be complementary and shareholder accretive.
Fantastic. That's great. So Stephen, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
No, thank you very much for having me, and more than happy to come back at another time as well.
Well, indeed, I think that's something we'll be doing, Stephen. You know, with what you mentioned there, there's going to be a hell of a lot of news coming out next year. So I'm sure that's something we will do. And, you know, just as a final note there to listeners, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, Stephen did present at one of our UK Investor Magazine virtual conferences. So if you want to get a closer look, some very good technical drawings in there and get a bit of a better idea of what's happening on the ground at Buckreef, do check that out. So, Stephen, once more, thank you very much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure.
And thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember, all investment involves risk.